Soldiers were paid in gold that they've stitched into their clothes. Down, down, down they go, dragged down by their gold. Down, down, down they go, dragged down by the gold stitched into their clothes. Their clothes. The gold stitched into their clothes.
Just one more bend on the mountain track, Francisco.
I am too tired. Oh, carry me.
Don't be stupid. Just one more.
There she is. A big one. Three masts. No, two. No, four.
It looked like La Girona.
The flagship Girona. We are saved.
And the next thing, the door got this most awful bang and the door came flying in. And these three boys came in and, you know, very, very, very cheeky now, oh, no manners at all. They knocked me then to the ground then and I went out, fell on the broad of me back on the ground. And every time I struggled to get up, they knocked me back again. So at the finish up, I grabbed the arm of a chair and I pulled myself up. And they come to me and they threw me back into the seat of the chair then. And then, where's the money? Where's the money? So I told you, I have no money. Well, we're going to burn this house. We're going to burn this house now. So they went on then, ramsacking the house then, and the room. When I came in yesterday morning, I didn't know where to put my feet. It was terrible. Ramsacked the room, and they just went down to that room there, and they got excited. Just, come on, come on, the CQR coming. Come on, quick, quick, the CQR coming. So out they went and away. Mm-hmm. So I came down, but blessed be to God, such appearance of a house from Andrea. I couldn't describe it. But God, it was an awful appearance now.
You're still here in your same house here in Belalton, Pettigo.
I am. I was born here.
And you plan to stay here?
Oh, I do. I do, surely. I do, indeed. I do. God bless us. Oh, shocking now. That old woman down in Buncrana wasn't that dreadful, 96 years of age. And I heard something today about a woman in her 90s being attacked last night.
Are you afraid of staying here now?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I stayed last night now. Oh, it's terrible.
But you're not moving anywhere?
No, not at the present time anyway. No, I'm not, no. For I have my cow and I have my cats and I have the neighbours like calling and all that.
A lady called in to say she worked in a shop and sold a barn brack to somebody who wasn't Irish, and they came back to the shop to give out about the hygiene as they found a ring in the barn brack.
Brilliant.
Everything was fine after they explained that it was tradition. And that's where you're going to clear. Yeah. David, are you ready for the French Open? It's a short one today. Here is David Murtha's French Open.
Yes, this is The Lazy Afternoon and I'm David Murtha. In tennis, it's women's semi-final day at the French Open. At lunchtime, former finalist Samantha Stosur meets Sarah Errani, while after that, Petra Kvitova takes on Maria Sharapova. And that's your tennis for today.
Put it this, Francie, all the aches and pains that you have now, that you're going in now, you won't have them when you're coming out, and the legs will be totally refreshed and no lactic acid, all will be gone by the time you get home this evening.
Okay, I'm sitting up on top of the bath now, right? And you put my legs in.
Step right, Philip.
Oh!
Start to feel it now.
Oh!
Now that you're halfway in.
Francie, down you go.
Another step now.
Stay
down here, Francie.
Oh!
You're doing well, Francie.
Just stay on your toes, Francie. You'll settle down in about 2 minutes.
As if I'm running, yeah? Oh! Whoa! Woo!
So, Francie, when you go to do the Dublin Marathon this year, you won't believe the recovery now you'll have.
I find it. Should you be short of breath, no?
We will never actually know why. The real reason why, but...
There was no indication. No note.
Absolutely no indications. No note left. Nothing said. She had been out that night with some of her friends, came home late, was speaking to her sister, who was older than her. And unfortunately, when I got up the next morning and found her in her room, I remember my initial reaction to looking at her in the bedroom was, I just said to her, I said, Nessa, get back into bed. I said, you're frozen. And yet I knew what was wrong with her. But yet my reaction was to tell her to get back into bed to keep warm, you know.
How are you coping with all this, Pat? I mean how do you manage to keep going?
We're all different, Niall. We're all different. We all cope in our own different... We don't cope, probably is the easiest way to put it to you. We don't cope. We manage. We have learned to live. And every day is probably we learn a little bit more. You never forget. You never let go. And it's always there in the background. We put on a brave face. People don't want sorrow all the time. They don't want to meet sorrow all the time on the streets, in your workplace. They don't want that. But having said that, our hearts are heavy, always will be. But we try and get out there, put a smile on our faces and keep going as best we can.
Do you ever feel like shouting out?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's an element of anger in your voice in that nothing is being done. Do you ever feel so angry that you just want to shout out? And
On numerous occasions you would feel, you know, that you would feel so frustrated that it's just... Nessa is just another statistic. Well, we would never look at her as another statistic. But by shouting out, will not do anything for her. By talking to you helps. By this research that has come out will help. But it takes somebody, like a government body or whatever, to bring this on further. It must be brought on further. But I think by me shouting alone on the streets, it won't work. But yes, you're right. We would feel like doing that. Yeah.
The cousin of a Sligo man who died at the weekend after an assault at his own home says the entire family are still in shock. Eugene Gillespie, who was a former Aircom employee and local shopkeeper, was found tied up and injured in his home on Old Market Street on Friday night. A post-mortem examination has...
He was found unconscious with his hands tied behind his back, lying on the ground, and it must have left him there. And he was only found on Friday evening by being a member of the family. And brought to Sligo General Hospital, and then they heard the news. He was pretty, very badly ill in ICU. And then they heard the terrible news there that he had passed away. I still can't take it in, actually. It's unbelievable.
Evil, that's what it has been. You know, what's happening in society that a person cannot feel safe in their own home.
Any individual, pedestrians, motorists, business people, taxi drivers who may have been in the Old Market Street area of Sligo at any time between 9 p.m. on Wednesday the 19th of September and 9:20 p.m.
So many people over the last several days have expressed their disquiet and disbelief to me over the reported 999 call that indicated a bound and tried victim that would surely have warranted a knock on every doorway to inquire about the well-being of all residents.
Up to 500 people attended a vigil in memory of murdered Sligo pensioner Eugene Gillespie on Saturday. The vigil took place outside his home in Old Market Street 2 weeks after he had been seriously assaulted during a burglary. The well-known vintage car enthusiast died later in hospital.
It's an awful loss to an awful lot of people. In particular, I spent a lot of time with him working on a particular car that he was working on at the moment. And it's just, you know, the fact of the times that I'd been going into him now in the last week, even just, you know, getting ready to go and then realising that Eugene isn't there. You know, hopefully he's in a happier, better place. Whatever our Lord is driving at the moment, it'll probably be in bits when we get up there, but we'll give you a hand, Eugene, when we get there.
Oh my, oh my, the players cannot believe it. They celebrate down in front of us at pitch level. It's nothing compared to the celebrating that's going on in the stands. But they are back in the All-Ireland football final. They beat Kerry, they beat Cork. Bring on Dublin or bring on Mayo.
Welcome to GAA headquarters. What a day, what an occasion. Donegal are set to burst out of the tunnel under the Hogan stand in about 3 minutes' time. They'll be followed 2 minutes later by Mayo. The prize is huge. It doesn't come any bigger. Lacey again switching it across, looking for Murphy. Murphy coming through here. Murphy goes for the goal. Oh! What a start, Lacey to Murphy. 2 minutes, 27 seconds, and Murphy has cracked the back of the... Oh, that's a start from heaven. Mayo are rattled. And Michael Murphy has delivered an incredible goal. The final whistle has sounded. They are the All-Ireland champions. Can you believe it? The Donegal players race around the field. They look like men possessed.
The scene
teens coming on the road in the bus, something I've never seen in my life, and I was lucky enough to be part of it in 1992. It's just staggering to see the amount of people that are here tonight.
It's a dream. It's a dream for me to be here tonight, just to see Sam come round that corner. I don't think I'm going to be able to hold my emotions. It's more than just a game of football. It's beyond, you know, explanation for people from Donegal to have this happen. And it's lifting Donegal. It has lifted Donegal, and it's going to lift us to a place that we needed to be.
And one of the highlights of the homecoming last night was when Daniel joined Donegal manager Jim McGuinness on stage for a rousing chorus.
But I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal.
I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
We're all being very politically correct talking about social housing, but you're calling a spade a spade. You're talking about a traveller, the housing of a traveller family here, isn't that it?
Yeah, 13 of them altogether.
Right.
The situation is, now, I don't know, I think it should be an isolated community, get them someplace and give them not houses and keep them all together.
An isolated community?
Yeah.
Do you think your comments are appropriate as a councillor to say that?
And I'm saying them anyway. I'm quite happy that I'm speaking facts. I have no problem about it at all.
Well, so some people might say you're racist or bigoted in your reaction.
I'm not racist or bigoted. I told you, Niall, I wouldn't want them living next door to me.
That's an unbelievable thing for a councillor to say that
it's,
you
know. It's not unbelievable, it's factual. I'm only speaking of what the vast majority of people believe in. It's a damn disgrace that the council can pay that sort of money to house those people who will eventually wreck the house. And I'm quite certain, if you read the paper today, where the lady in Dublin, she can't afford to put oil in her tank. I'm quite certain those people will be able to fill their tank with oil because they get so many benefits from the state. It's unbelievable.
Okay, well, you're being very presumptuous, assuming that the people who are housed here will wreck the house. How can you say something like that?
Sorry?
How can you say they'll wreck the house if they move in?
That's only power for the horse. Sure, the history proves that.
And what's so terribly wrong with housing members of the travelling community who don't have housing?
Well, first of all, Niall, I would say to yourself, you wouldn't want to be beside you, nor I wouldn't want to be beside me. And I feel sorry for those people because the behaviour with them.
You'll upset a lot of people with your remarks, Councillor, saying that. And saying that you feel that members of the travelling community should be isolated.
The situation, Niall, is they reap all the benefits. I'll guarantee you they'll have a full oil tank out there where all of the other people who go out daily to work can't afford it.
Okay, and just to clarify again, you think there should be no integration at all of travellers in the community? They should be isolated, you say?
For
housing purposes?
There should be a community of themselves together.
We present those friends of royalty, the Goons.
What a strange sight it must have been, me and the dusky beauty, tangoing through the dense jungle on foot.
It says, residence of Spike's father, Leo, and grandfather, Sergeant William Milligan, Sligo Artillery, 1880s, 1890s. Spike Milligan, 1918 to 2002, comic genius and author. My father was born in Sligo, very Irish, very working class family, very poor. That's the plaque.
They asked the family what they wanted on Spike's headstone. And then I think it was me that said, well, why don't we put, I told you I was ill? Because he always joked about that. So we asked the priest or the vicar or the guy who ran the churchyard, and he said, no, we can't have that. It's far too comedy for our graveyard. So I rang the Belfast Language Centre and they immediately translated it for me and they faxed it through so I could see the exact wording. I sent it to the headstone guy and he put it on the headstone and there it is, yeah. Oh. I told you I was ill.
He came from Sligo and there's lovely stories from Sligo. It used to be quite a populous cattle town. It's a very small, dying town now. And he said that there used to be a booze there called the Henry. And a sailor came ashore with a magnificent coloured parrot on its shoulder. It's drunk, of course. And the barman, stunned at this apparition of this parrot, so he said, "Where did you get him?" And the parrot said, "Oh, the streets, they're full of them."
Ocean FM, the perfect music mix on The Breakfast Club for this Friday morning. A glorious one it is indeed across the northwest. 19th of April today, memory from Starship, and we built this city on rock and roll. We're joined on the line now by Aidan from the Bundoran Surf Company with our weekly surf report. Good morning, Aidan.
How's it going, well?
Not bad. Is it a glorious morning up in Bundoran, I'm sure? Should I say Fundoran?
In Fundoran, yeah, it's always good up here. Yeah, it's a nice sunny morning today. It's been pretty stormy all week, but a lot nicer this morning. The surf is pretty good this morning. The winds are a little bit southwest, so a little bit cross shore, but plenty of waves around. Anybody heading out today, maybe Strigia or Ross Nile of the season will be nice. For the weekend, Saturday's probably looking about the best day, I think. We've got a decent-sized swell, probably about 4 foot at Tullen Strand, maybe 2 foot at Ross Nile.
Ocean FM.
The Ocean FM Warrior of the Sea. The biggest endurance challenge in the Northwest. A 6 kilometre open ocean swim from Ross's Point to Strand Hill. This promises to be the most spectacular outdoor event of the year. The Ocean FM Warrior of the Sea. For more details on route, time, spectators, locations, oceanfm.ie.
Ocean FM.
Ocean FM.
Here at Ocean FM, we're looking for 5 volunteers who want to tackle a triathlon for the first time ever. We will be taking 5 people who have never done a triathlon and giving them the help, assistance and guidance they need to get out on the road, into the pool, on the bike and into shape. We'll be tracking the progress and training of each member of the group.
This is week 4 of the swimming. All going well. You're looking forward to the first event, the try in April.
Yeah, the try is like, it's actually good the way it's actually done, that you get a feel for that, you know. It's the discipline of transitioning from the swimming pool to the bike and then from the bike to the run. I'm sure that's really difficult, but listen, that's why we're here.
I'll let you get into the pool.
We look forward to that.
Good man. All right,
I'm looking forward, you get in too now.
I have my clothes still on me, so I'll let you go in there for a second.
There's Colette O'Hagan out from the swim. Well done, Colette. Well done, Bernie Flynn, out of water. Good girl, Bernie. And there's Bernie Flynn heading off on the bike. 10K on the bike. Good girl, Bernie. Number 4, James Hackett, Ocean FM. Good man, James.
I'm dead. Huh? Right, I'm dead. Life is perfect.
Go through it for me, the swim.
A disaster, but I got there. Last out of the pool, but I don't care.
And the bike?
Bike, no problem. Running, no problem. Swim a disaster.
First lady, well done.
It's my daughter, Natalie.
Hiya, where are you? Fancy. She did brilliant. Fair play to her. Yeah, she did great.
Kayla, my granddaughter.
Hey, Kayla, how do you think Granny done?
Good.
She done very well, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, Bernie, fair play to you. Well done.
Thanks, Fancy.
It is a well. I wait in the cursed well for nothing. Bit of rag. I put you in the water. You float. You soak. Now you go.
Deputy Fitzwilliam is marching on Rosclara with a force of 1,800 men. Hegner Schlater! Hegner Schlater, good papa!